I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show. Joining us right now is a lady who has had three number one country hits in Australia. She loves the trucking industry. She sings about the trucking industry and just has a whole list of songs that I know drivers are absolutely going to love. And, you know, she is definitely a country renegade filled with energy. We were so happy to have her on the Red Eye Radio stage and joins us right now, Jane Denham. Jane, how you doing? Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much, Eric. Really great to be here.
You know, it's just amazing watching you on stage. First of all, I'm not sure if you had your coffee yet. I'm not sure if you need coffee. But you were, I mean, early morning on the Red Eye Radio stage and just absolutely going to town with energy. It was just terrific to watch you perform.
Thank you so much.
Give us some history here for those, you know, we actually do online. We have some listeners in Australia, and it's really great. They tune in all the time and right on our Facebook page, and so they're probably familiar. But for those of us in the States, how long have you been singing? Is this something that goes back to childhood?
Yeah, I grew up in a musical family. My mum was a singer, and also all my dad's side of the family were actors and singers and in musicals and stuff like that. So yeah. I grew up, you know, getting dragged along to shows and rehearsals and recording studios and stuff like that. So it was great.
It's interesting how, and I didn't learn this until probably later, probably the last decade or so, that Australia and Australians' country music scene also has a kinship with the trucking industry. And explain that to us. I mean, because for those who don't know, it's really cool. I mean, I know in America it goes back a long time. Mm-hmm. But in Australia, it's I mean, still alive and well today.
Yes. Well, Slim Dusty, who is our biggest country music star, he's passed away now, but he did 100 albums, and a lot of his songs were trucking songs and very famous Australian trucking songs. So,
Lights on the Hill?
Lights on the Hill, yeah.
Which always reminds me of my grandfather. My grandfather died behind the wheel on a highway, and every time I hear the song, I imagine.
Yeah, you know? It's an amazing song, and it's just been great for an Australian song to go abroad because it certainly is a well-known song around the world. So.
Yeah,
so that's sort of where it all started. And but weirdly, there's no females doing it. So I started writing truck songs 10 years ago, and the industry just went, oh, my gosh, there's a girl that's writing about trucks. And so then they were really cheering me on and saying, keep going. You know, we really love what you do. And, it's just been a lot of fun to cheer on an industry I really admire and appreciate. And, can't do it without our truck drivers and companies.
Yeah, exactly. Three number one songs in Australia.
Yeah.
That's got to be amazing.
Yeah, it's been certainly a ride. You know, you start out doing your first record wondering how it's all going to go. So it's been a great thing to be able to write, you know, my style of country music and also have a song. Out of those three songs, one of them was Addicted to the Diesel, went to number one. So the trucking industry are like, go Jane.
I love it.
We got a truck song at number one.
Exactly.
So that was really fun.
You know, because it seems to be an effort here too in America. And back in the day, you might have had it, you know, Dave Dudley, 6 Days on the Road or something like that. And there were some that have risen to the top. But, you know, it is, I mean, that the trucking industry really embraces it when it happens all over again.
Absolutely. Yeah, totally. It's been so much fun.
So. Yeah. And so now you're here in the States. What's that like? How often do you come here? Is this your first time?
Yeah, this is my first time.
So what's that like? I mean, with today's world, with the technology, I mean, you can learn about anything and anywhere and everywhere. But what's it like to actually hit the ground here in the States and then be performing, you know, at a show here with truck drivers as your audience?
Yeah, well, I've performed at pretty much all the truck shows in Australia, and everyone was saying, you should go over and see if you can perform at truck shows in America. And so I was like, oh, I don't know, that sounds all a bit scary. but then I came over in February with a friend who was quite connected in Nashville and said, you know, let's take you around and show them what you're doing in Nashville and see what the reaction is, and then kind of decide to go you know, see what happens and go from there.
Right.
And so that's what happened. And we were going around. They're like, you do what? I go, I sing about trucks. You're from where? Australia.
Well, I love it.
They're like, oh, wow, that's really bizarre.
Well, you know, so. it's interesting because I remember going back. This goes back several years, but I remember when Keith Urban paid tribute to Slim Dusty.
Yes.
And he sang his own version. He sang a more of a ballad version of Lights on the Hill. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of, you know, brought that mainstream, you know, nod or tribute kind of, you know, to that trucking song, which Slim Dusty had, you know, as you mentioned, kind of owned up until then, that genre. And so now, here is Jane Denham. She's energetic. She's, I mean, the music is so powerful, the delivery of it. To me, great music is great music.
Yes.
And when you're singing about cool things like trucks, I think we've seen it in the States. We have, because of reality shows, maybe. But we've seen trucking become more mainstream in terms of the pop culture.
Yeah.
And now, you know, I could see Jane Denham being kind of the, you know, the leader in bringing a lot of those songs, you know, to the charts here in the U.S. That's what I would see.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, it's great to, you know, open the door. And it's in Australia, we kind of know that if you want to come over to America and introduce your style, you need to actually go.
Right.
So
yeah.
That's why I came.
Yeah, you got to go. So, you got to play.
That was, you know, like I said, a bit sort of scary for the old me in Australia, who is busy anyway with what I do in the truck world down there. But it was kind of like everyone's saying, you know, it's time to go and see what, you know,
open
America thinks. And it's been 10 years I've been doing it in Australia. And so it's fun. And you know, it's great because all of Australia's like, go, Jane.
Well, you know what was great was this morning as we're watching you on stage. And we're kind of standing and we're watching others watch you as well. And after each song, the reaction just became more and more powerful and the crowd was growing. And it was just, to me, it was just indicative of how powerful your performance really is. Yeah. The energy is just amazing. So what's next? What do you do? I mean, obviously you want to keep playing here in the States. That's the key to, you know, hit the stage, play whenever you can. But I would imagine also to, you know, deliver new music at the same time. Any of that in the future?
Oh, we've been writing. That was why I came over, to do this performance and also do some more songwriting for the next record. So we've been having a lot of fun, and we've got three real cracker truck songs, which I'm just beside myself to. I can't wait to record them.
That's
now.
Great.
So, and it's really nice because you sort of see your style evolve. You know, like it was like when I did my first album, the truck songs on that were, you know, a little bit different to, say, now Addicted to the Diesel. And what happened was my first album had a lot of ballads on it and stuff, which are great songs, and, you know, it's all lovely on a record. But I'd get on stage and jump around like a pork chop. And everyone would be like, you can't really sing those songs, Jane, because you just run around crazy and just like, you know, I just did a rodeo in Western Australia and I climbed up on the scaffolding and all the bands are like, what the heck is she doing? I'm like, yeah.
We're going to need more insurance.
You can't really have too many, you know, ballads. So that's where like Addicted to the Diesel came and Trucker Chicks, you know, they just needed that tough sound. But also, you know, in Australia, you know, I talk to a lot of truck drivers, obviously.
Sure.
And I'm always interested and curious to what they listen to in their trucks, what style of music. You know, country music's obviously very strong, but in Australia we're very much into, we have a very strong history in the rock world. And so a lot of the truck drivers would have, you know, AC/DC, and then they'd have, you know, like all the Australian and especially American country music. So I went, I know, I'm going to put the two together and put them into, so that's kind of where it sort of evolved. And then, you know, for me, I've told this story a few times now since I've been here, but one thing I really love doing is writing songs like Addicted to the Diesel that's so in your face. And when truck drivers, I thought, wouldn't it be cool to have a song that when they're falling asleep, they turn on Addicted to the Diesel.
Right.
You know, that was my goal.
Yeah.
And then I've had since then so many truck drivers going, every time I get tired, I turn on Addicted to the Diesel. I'm like, yeah, I did it.
I love it. Yeah. And the energy is there. It really is, man. It's like,
it's the tempo as well. My producer really got the tempo right because it's,
yeah.
And weirdly, I actually interviewed truck drivers, asked truck drivers, what songs do they love to drive to? Because often the momentum of the movement of the truck, if it's the right sort of beat of the music,
yeah,
it works.
You
so
know what?
I actually researched that weirdly, but it's very important.
The intro to Jive Talk, and I read this interview one time where the Bee Gees were talking about, I think it was Barry, who was talking about where they got the beat for that, and it was driving across a bridge.
Yeah.
Chicka 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 chicka, and yeah. they were, and then they said, so "Okay, true. That's got to be."
It's so true,
and it's
so
the
true.
Same cadence.
Yeah, it is yeah. absolutely. So.
Wow, wow, brilliant!
Little bit of sneaky stuff there.
I love it exactly. Well, if you can write a song on the road, you know, it's just that's always a good day.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
does the inspiration come to you? Just, I mean, do you? Is it like 2 a.m. and you just sit up and go, okay. I got to go write this down.
Yeah.
Or do you set the time aside and go, okay, this is going to be a writing session? How does all
both.
That work?
Like, when I was in Nashville, the songwriters were given the heads up. You know, she likes to write truck songs. So we tried to find writers that would suit that genre and know about trucks. That
right.
would be helpful.
Yeah.
And so then they went and did their research as well. And sometimes they'll come with a title. But often, weirdly, I get so much ideas from talking to truck drivers.
Yeah.
And also I like to read a lot of stuff about the trucking industry to kind of, you know, see, just get ideas basically.
Sure.
So,
yeah,
it's more I have them in my phone. I have a list of ideas and then, you know, some work, some don't.
Yeah, sure, sure. Well, you know, it's just great talking to you. Welcome to the States.
Thank you so much.
We know that you're going to have a great future here. And obviously you've got a huge fan base in Australia. I guess you're going to go back. Are you going to have any tours back home? Is that down the road?
Yeah,
or?
In Australia, touring's a bit different in Australia.
Okay.
But my sort of thing is I tend to do a lot of truck shows and BNS balls, we call them, which is like rodeos, all that sort of stuff. So
yeah.
we do heaps of those sort of things. So that we have massive festivals as well, like you
right.
do here in the States.
Right.
So yeah, I do a lot of those sort of things.
Well great stuff. They can go to your website for more.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jane Denham.
Thanks, Eric.
I know we're going to see you again soon. Hopefully you'll still have time on your schedule in the future because we know it's going to take off for you here in the States as it's done already in Australia, and the best for your future.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on the show, Eric.